Angela Lansbury, star of the television series Murder, She Wrote, will be among the honorees tonight here in Washington at the Helen Hayes Awards. The Helen Hayes Awards recognize achievements in theater in the nation's capital. The awards are named for the actress who in 1935 was dubbed the First Lady of the American Theater. Helen Hayes' name appears on a long list of credits, as well as on a theater, a hospital, and now a memoir. It's called My Life in Three Acts. NPR's Susan Stanberg spoke with Hayes and has this report.
Helen Hayes does not disappoint. Almost 90 now, her eyes are as twinkling in person as they are on screen. Her skin is a soft nest of wrinkles. She's thrilled with a small gift, prompted by a chocolate habit she reveals in her book.
Oh, M&Ms, I adore them. Oh, bless your heart, aren't you sweet?
M&Ms, my blessed thing. Well, you know when I like to eat these? At night, sitting up in bed reading.
Miss Hayes lives in a big white Victorian house in Nyack, New York, 27 miles north of Broadway. She and her late husband, Charles MacArthur, bought it in the 30s. A deep porch runs along the back where Miss Hayes can sit and listen to the birds and watch the flow of the Hudson River some yards away down a series of broad terraced steps. This is clearly a home that has welcomed friends. The living room streams with light from big windows. There's lots of flowered chintz on the chairs and sofas. The room is comfortable and unpretentious, much like its owner. Helen Hayes is the same age as this century, but you only know that by her occasional loss of a word.
I think that's the secret of success in the theater, is the total... God.
The way she recovers the word shows her skill as a performer.
What is the word I'm trying to say?
Is it a
dedication?
Say it again.
I think that is the secret of success in the theater, is that total dedication to perfection.
Helen Hayes has won every major award in theater and film. She's been on radio, TV, but Miss Hayes never chose to be an actress. She was pushed on stage as a child. By 20, she was a star.
I never got the opportunity, which I'm sure was very good for an actress, to yearn to perform. I was on at the age of 6, and my career was really a vicarious career for my mother, who wanted very much to be in the theater. I think it was an ebullience of youth that carried me along for a long time. And then I had to stop and learn my profession.
She took every kind of lesson, dancing, body movement.
I took tap dancing to use my feet well and to know how to keep them flat on the floor when you're not walking. I took boxing lessons.
Again, for the footwork. She studied enunciation and practiced by sticking out her tongue. Those lessons are audible today. When she speaks, Helen Hayes doesn't just cross her T's, she dots her I's. And of course, she took acting lessons, but never method acting, in which performers are taught to work from inspiration and remembered emotion. Miss Hayes thinks method acting hurt a whole generation, encouraged to think of acting as an art.
Well, I don't think of it as my art. I think of it as my craft. And if I once or twice in life reach the point where it becomes an art, a moment of pure art, I thank God for it, and I don't expect it to be there every performance. But I have the craft to simulate it on the nights that I can't make it come true.
Helen Hayes had such a moment in 1933 as Mary of Scotland. The moment extended to her entire performance.
The actors backstage didn't address me at all, and I went in the dressing room and changed my costume. The maid didn't talk to me, the dresser. And when the curtain fell on the last act and Mary was alone in the cell waiting for her beheading, there wasn't a sound from the audience, no applause at all. And I went in and changed into my street clothes and went out the back door of the theater. And that long alley on a drizzly night was filled with people. The audience had moved back there. And as I walked out and down the little steps from the door to the ground and walked through, they applauded. That's when they applauded. And it was such a wonderful and incredible experience. And I never told anyone because I thought, they'll think I'm crazy. They'll think I dreamed this or I'm boasting. Years later, I was on a set in Hollywood, and a woman came up and spoke to me. She was one of the extras. And she said, I want to tell you that you are the reason I'm here today. I saw you one night in Columbus, Ohio, in Mary of Scotland. She said, I went away from that alley. I walked home in the rain and said, I have to go to New York or to California. I have to live in that world. Then I dared tell it because I had a witness.
Miss Hayes' greatest acclaim came in 1935, playing Britain's Queen Victoria. After Victoria Regina, other stage performances and films, Anastasia, Airport, her 1969 Oscar winner, countless roles in countless productions.
Well, it's a great way of life. And, you know, whenever young people come up to me and say they hope that they will get into the theater, they're studying and so on, I never feel like discouraging them. I've heard actors and actresses say, oh, it's a hard profession, oh, it's difficult to succeed and everything else. Well, if they're not really for it, they'll find it out and they'll lose heart and they really will. They don't stay with it long if it isn't for them. But if it's for them, they will go through starvation and fire and disasters all to get to that point of being an actor.
Yeah. Miss Hayes, how do you want to be remembered?
I don't know. I have chosen for my epitaph the last line of Victoria's great speech after she comes back from her Diamond Jubilee. She's then crowding 90, as I am now. And she says that at one point, some rough-looking men got through the police and the troops guarding the route, and they ran along beside the carriage, shouting and cheering her, and she heard one of them say, go it, old girl, you've done it well. Well, I said, I want that on my epitaph. I want that on my tombstone. I hope that the world will say, maybe, that I did it well.
Helen Hayes. Her memoir, written with Catherine Hatch, is called My Life in Three Acts. I'm Susan Stamberg.